Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Do you regret starting each one with a song, considering you have to find a song every single time?
No, I think that... I enjoy it.
Because you're like, what song are we going to do? Have we done that one already?
I know, but you guys say, okay, what's the content? Let's have a refresh, da 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 da. And then you ask me for a song. And sometimes I have a song, sometimes I fucking don't. But I'm listening to some really, really good electro at the moment. And the kids
you're
are joining
play
in.
There standing.
Yeah, yeah. This is a great song. This is Should Have Seen You Coming.
I'm not going to try and sing that.
Great track. Such a great track.
So I'm going to play that nice and loud.
Yeah. This is a Sunday morning song, you know, in the car, flying along. Yeah, that's me, Sunday morning. But that's a great track, and I'll tell you who it is. It's Frankie with Ayoto, and it's Frankie Wap, and the song is Should Have Seen You Coming.
You didn't actually have to sing that one,
track.
So that's a
no,
bonus.
No, but I'm just saying, that's a great track if you like good tracks. And that's Oliver's favourite song at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's very cute.
That's his
favourite switches
song.
Favourite songs like he switches his underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doesn't he?
Yeah. But when I'm playing it and he starts singing it out loud in the back of the car.
It's very cute.
It's very good. And then he's like, go faster, Dad, go faster. Beat him, Dad, beat him. He knows every car now. He's like Porsche, Ferrari, Lamborghini.
His dad's son, that's for
every
sure.
Every car. Dad, not a Mercedes. Dad, there's a Mercedes. Not a Mercedes. Dad, is your car faster than that? Dad's car is fast, son.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. So
I think we need to talk about the fact that you were a bit charged as we came into this podcast today.
Right, okay. Pick on Mitch Day, is it?
I mean, realistically,
yeah.
Yes, it is actually. It started off that way. I think it's going to end that way.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, you have no concept. No concept.
Of
just anything. And I think
of anything. I've no concept.
I know of anything. Like,
ooh, and I'm the one that's charged.
Just sometimes when you say stuff, I'm like, can you not see?
Mm-hmm.
But just can you not see? So let's just talk a little bit about what just happened here, right?
Yeah.
We're here, we have to record a podcast.
Yep.
And you're like, okay, give us a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. I need to talk to my dad. Because your dad's walked in and you've had to have a conversation. You came out of that conversation with your dad exactly like I come out of every meeting with you. Not really, but a lot of the meetings with you. Yeah. And you're like, I just can't believe it. I just don't get it. And like, I'm in the middle of the conversation and he's like, what happened?
Well, his phone rang and then he goes down and he stands up and he walks away from me and then he goes down the front of the office, which is like, it's probably 30 metres, 40 metres. And then he sits down and he's having a phone conversation with...
While you're supposed to be in a meeting.
A relative. And I'm like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And I'm like, I got to scream with me to get into a podcast studio. And then we're in on another meeting and we're sitting there and we're talking about taps because he's handling like two renovations and a shed bill for me at the moment. And... we're talking about taps. And I'm like, dude, what's the problem? And he's like, and we're chatting to me, and I'm just buy the taps. And then the phone rings and he gets onto a conversation with some 65-year-old dude who's telling him about his son fucking caught in Orlando. And I'm like, for 15 minutes. And I'm like, get off the phone. You know, get off the phone.
Every time you have a frustration with Eamon.
Oh, my God. And then I walk out and I'm like, for fuck's sake, Dad, like, what are you doing?
And what did you get from the staff when you told the staff that? Come on.
Well, they just started saying, that's you. Yeah, but that's not me. I'm not that
bad.
It is
you.
If I said, guys, I have to take this call, I actually have to take a call.
Really?
Yes.
It can't wait for like 5 minutes.
Well, no, because sometimes it can be like money on the other end of it,
there you
go. No, what I mean is that it can be like, I need to know on this deal, Mitch, what are you doing it or not? And I'm like, no, there's a deal happening right now.
So there are definitely times, but not every time. And you prioritise a phone call sometimes over the meeting that you're about to have.
That was how I used to operate. I don't fully agree that that's how I operate now. Yeah. I used to be like that a long time ago.
I think we need to talk about the fact that you are your father.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, I probably am in some ways, yes. I'm a more improved version.
No, Mitch, you're him. It's like everything that you get pissed off with at him is 100% you.
You reckon?
100%.
I've been really shitty with my mobile lately as well because I just, I was so good.
You had a moment where you were really good. I was fucking really good,
but lately I've been like, the fucking phone, you know? And
it's occupying your mind again. Well, because it's just,
you know, like I'm waking up in the morning and I come out and I just quickly check, okay, what's happening? It might be happening with some stuff that I need to see and I shouldn't be doing that.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I should just leave the phone in the bag until I get in the car.
Yeah.
Leave the phone in the bag until you get in the car. Yeah.
And there have been times where you've needed those emergency calls and then you've given your phone to somebody else to if this person calls me, let me know about it. But otherwise, I need to deal with that
a bit more often. And I just need to shake up with that and maybe I need to do it just more. Yeah. But I'll be standing in the kitchen and Angie go, get off your phone. Get off your phone. And I'm like, okay. I'll put the phone down. 2 seconds later, she's fucking holding her phone and she's like, I'm like, don't tell me to get off my phone when you're on your phone. But they're so trappy, you know?
Yeah, but I think it's more the fact that your trait, you really are your father's son.
Mm.
100%.
I thought we just left that. I segued way out of that. No,
you were trying to get out of it. No. But you have to acknowledge that he's you. Mm. And the frustration is because you don't like it when people do to you what you do to other people.
Yeah.
Just going to leave that there. Might mention it again a couple more times just to see if you can actually get there.
but
it's funny how you get so frustrated and you're like, that's actually, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And it's funny actually because oftentimes you'll talk to me about different things and I'm like, do I tell him now or do I wait and let him know that's actually you right now. Today was a good opportunity just to rub it in your face. Yeah. Everyone's going to call you Eamon every time you do. Yeah, you chuck a Mitch.
I just did an Eamon.
Well, we were going to talk about...
Wind me up.
Well, it's frustrating, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that annoyed me today. I was like, Dad. And I don't know, I've had a big weekend. I had a little bit of a blowout on Friday night. I don't normally have blowouts, but we went down... I
think last time we recorded a podcast, you were telling me that you didn't normally have a blowout and you had a blowout.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Really?
That's okay. Carry on.
But we got this cabin down in down on a dam, you know. We've bought this cabin and we've got some jet skis coming in for the kids for summer and stuff like that. So we were down at the cabin and on the way down, I got some bad news, And I was like, oh my God, I was so beating up on myself. I was so beaten up on myself.
Were you beating off on yourself about that news?
I wasn't beating off on myself, Mills.
Beating up on yourself. I said up.
No, she said, I mean, you said off, and so much so that Tash burst out laughing. Yeah.
Oh, I did not mean, that's what it came out as, not what I meant. But beating up on yourself, were you really? Were you having a go at yourself about that?
I was just so annoyed. I was pushing a deal and I was pushing the contract, the bounds of the contract, because I wanted to get the deal based on what I wanted. And I just
that normally works out for you.
And normally it does normally work out for me because we offer the right money.
A feeling that this might still work out for you.
It could do. Hopefully, I would love it to. But it could, it's a very, very, very good deal. And then I lost it because the vendor wouldn't settle for a term of an extra 30 days that we needed for. Well, we wanted. I didn't need it. I wanted for settlement because you just don't want to be settling in December, January because nobody's at work. Banks are notoriously shit at that time. Settlement agents, and you want to be on holidays, and I'm going to be down in a dam where there's no reception.
Phone reception, yeah.
So if there's no reception and I'm down there, like this is crazy, you know. So it was just annoying. Anyway, I was shitty about that, and then I went down, and Matt was, I could tell he was upset, and I was upset, and so we were celebrating, and we were also in a bit of remorse, commiserating, and it was just me and him, and we had a few beers, and we then the next day found out that we'd been playing, because you're meant to switch the music off at 10 o'clock. We'd been playing loud music until 2. Where you can get an official warning and then thrown out of the park, and we've only just got the bleeding thing. But you know, you don't even think that you have the music that loud, but you have.
Yeah.
You have, yeah. We had it loud. And it wasn't, they didn't officially give us a warning or anything, but some of the local campers came around and said, guys, you had the thing on until 1 o'clock in the morning. It like was loud. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even think, you know, I didn't even think. But yeah, and then down there we got to meet some of the other new couples and we were like, you know, and when you meet new people, you want to know that you click and you gel, but you know, we like, and how do you do that? You want to push the conversations and you know, you want to have a bit of a laugh. You want to talk about it. Shit, you want to talk a bit of, you know, and then you want to talk a bit of serious stuff. And I think when you're having these conversations like this, you're really trying to judge, okay, what's the other person's limit about how
mental you can go with the conversation,
how funny you can be, you know, you're just because you're talking shit, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about funny. I think sometimes you think you're being funny when you're when you've had a few drinks and you're not actually that funny.
Really?
Yeah, some, yeah. I mean, sometimes you are.
Yeah,
I think it depends on
every now and then I pull off a good funny and then Ange just be like, and then I milk it if I get someone to laugh at something, and I'll come at it another way, and then Ange will be looking like, going,
nah,
mate,
stop.
No, stop, time out. You was funny the first time.
Yeah, 100%.
Now you need to just stop. Okay?
So, and I think sometimes...
Because it's getting awkward.
I think sometimes you and Matt have a young boy, childish kind of approach.
Well, we laugh at really stupid, really stupid inappropriate shit. Really inappropriate shit.
Yeah.
And really stupid inappropriate shit. And we just look at each other and laugh, you know? Because I think you have to be able to laugh at stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that what that does is... It allows you to see the other person's limit, that you've got similar sense of humours and that are funny. And you know you've said it and other people won't like it. And that sometimes kind of makes it even funnier.
Right.
It does. It kind of makes it even funnier because you think, oh my God. That was
well, it depends on the situation that you're in.
The next day when you're with your mate, you're able to go, do you know you said that yesterday, don't you? Like, you know that was really inappropriate. And,
and you hassle him about it.
Yeah, because you get to take the piss out of each other. Right, okay, that's what you do. Yeah. You get to annoy each other.
So, what was I going to say? So, this whole, I think for me with that, I know that we want to talk a little bit about friendships and just finding your space and finding your line with that. I know I found it really difficult years ago. I remember years and years and years ago thinking, you know, I didn't like, you know what you just talked about there about just going and just being...
An idiot.
Like, I didn't like that at all. Yeah. I didn't like the small talk conversations that you had at the bars and stuff. Yeah. I didn't like it. I couldn't handle it. And I was like, I couldn't understand why people would do that, because I prefer, this is just me, I prefer being able to have different levels of conversation with different people. Like, I don't mind the small talk stuff because sometimes you need it. But I feel like I want to be able to have a deeper conversation with people as well. Like, even though, like, for example, you and I, we can get into some deep stuff, but we can also have a laugh and have a joke and not, you know, not take things too seriously. You can have a mix of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some people that you can't do one or the other with. Do you know what I mean? And I found that difficult, especially. And, like, I remember one night, though, I remember we were all out. I think it was an Easter Thursday, and there was a big crowd of us out somewhere, and I was like, I just had to embrace the whole, okay, let's just talk shite thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
but
I,
not everything needs to be meaningful. Do you know what I mean?
I know that, but I didn't get that at the time.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't, because I felt it's not about not being meaningful. It was just that you couldn't. Like, it's not that I need to be meaningful at every moment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also know that with a certain person that if I needed to be, I could be.
Mm.
It's not about being that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I didn't get it. And then I realised, oh, it's okay just to be in this space and just to have this moment. It doesn't mean that I'm not ever going to be serious or I'm not ever going to – I don't know. I don't know if it was just me having trouble just having fun in a way, but perhaps that was that as well. But then I really got okay with the fact that I could do that, and that was a big thing for me.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't like, well, I still don't really, because I felt like, okay, these people, I'm not going to see till the next time we have a big get-together, big party type thing, and then we're technically going to have the same conversation, and we're not going to have anything more than that. And I'm like, oh, there's people in your life that you only have that with, and which is fine. I've realised now it's kind of fine, because if that's what that is, that's okay. But I prefer stuff that I can, or people that I can have both levels of conversation with.
Do you think you just hadn't learned to loosen up? I mean, your social, your ability to socialise when you first met us you know, because it was, you know, you hadn't really had huge friendship groups. And I'd come from a scene where we had massive friendship groups. Like there was,
yeah, but in some cases, I see it differently.
Hundreds of us.
I know, but I see it differently. You had friendship groups, but I had friends.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I feel like sometimes I have a smaller group of friends, but my friends are my friends.
Mm.
You have social groups, but I don't see that you have – you have just as many friends as I do, if that makes sense. Mm. So what I do notice is that when I notice with your kids, right? Mm. You have people over every week. You do stuff every week with different people. So your kids are always hanging around other people.
Yeah.
So their ability to be able to socialize and connect is different because they've been surrounded by that a lot more. And I know that was like you when you were growing up. Mm. You were growing up in Ireland. You said your mum and dad were at the pub like 3 or 4 nights a
socializing
week.
And then so therefore you
had to be that way. You had to nurture that part of yourself. So admittedly, that wasn't like that for me. I didn't have to nurture that part of myself. Family was more important to my family, so the friendship groups didn't. But therefore, when I did make friends, I made friends that I felt like I could be, I could have both with, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So you're right in a way, because I feel like I didn't have that social, I didn't understand what it was like. That's why it took me so long to be able to just get into a group and just talk, shoot the shit with people, because I didn't love that, because I didn't have that. I wasn't used to that.
Mm.
So if I was going to have friends, it was going to be like more around the let's actually connect type thing. So there is a little bit of that, but I also feel like I do have people in my life that I know who I can turn to, and I know I can have that, like, that base with. Does that make sense? So it's probably
everybody has a mixture of both. You have to have
I think you probably do, but you have to have
people that you can just shoot the shit with and let loose with and just talk about anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And not judge them on their opinion or how they see things either. Do you know what I mean? And I think you need to have people that you can have serious conversations with, and sometimes they're obviously both
in the same person.
So yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, now if I look at my social groups in comparison to years ago, I've wanted over the past couple of years to be able to meet more groups and have different groups of people that, rather than hanging out with the same people all the time, you know, you want to be able to. So I've got the biker group, I've got, which is really just all men. There's, you know, there's no, it's just about biking, right? And there's a bit of piss taking and that sort of stuff goes on in those groups because they're WhatsApp groups and, you know, there's a bit of fun happens there.
Yeah.
And even when you're with those groups, there's nobody is voicing opinions. It's just we go down here, we throw ourselves down mountains, you know, we have a bit of a laugh afterwards, and we have a few beers and stuff like that. And then there's but you don't get into it with those groups. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's subgroups within those groups where you do, because I know the guys that invited me in there that I've met in there, I can have deeper conversations with.
Yeah.
And I've been, you know, and I help those guys out.
But is there a fine line when you're out in some of those places? I know we've been speaking a little bit about it, but is there a bit of a fine line about knowing, well, you were saying earlier on, you were saying about when somebody new comes in, it's like, how do you know where the line is or where the... How do you find
that? I think the way you do that is by taking the mickey.
Right.
You take the
piss. You do that way.
Yeah, you have a joke. You have a laugh and see if they, you know, you take the mickey. That's a connection thing, is taking the mickey. Do you know what I mean?
That's how you do it?
Yeah.
You know you have a connection with someone if you can have a bit of, if you can laugh at yourself.
Yeah,
the people in the group can laugh.
Without putting yourself down.
Yeah.
You laugh at your behavior, you know, and they and someone goes, "Oh, I think like that too," you know. Yeah. Oh, I do that stuff sometimes as well, you know.
But sometimes that crosses the line. Like, so, isn't there a fine line between? There's a line, isn't there?
There's
a line
always,
between. So how do you manage that, especially when you're in your crazy childish mode that you get in with, say, someone like Matt,
right?
How do you manage that line? Because I know that you can get upset about something someone said, even though they've taken the mickey out of you. So how do you manage that?
I think that I mean, I will tell a person that's not cool.
Right.
Don't do that.
Even in the middle of a joke, how do you know?
Because you just know. I'll just tell them, and they'll know. And then I'll let them, I'll also, it doesn't mean that, you know, I think it's different with blokes. I think with women, women just cut people themselves off and they can be a little bit more, you know, it's a primitive thing. Women can be gossipy. Do you know what I mean? They just gossip because that's how they connect. Men take the piss. That's how they connect. They come back and they've come from this heightened state of having to go and get the kill. The way in which they relax and let loose is to just de-stress, is to, you know, have a beer, have a laugh, talk about something that was stupid, so because they're not so serious anymore.
Yeah.
There's been times where I've had to say to people, you know, that's not cool.
So let me ask you.
You don't know me well enough to say that.
So this is what I was going to ask, right?
Yeah.
So if if I took the mickey out of something about you and somebody else did, like I've known you like almost 20 years now, right?
Mm.
And somebody else did that hasn't known you as long.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a difference?
Yeah. You have to earn the right. Do you know what I mean? You've
got
to
earn the right. Yeah,
you've
got to
earn a person's trust. You've got to earn a person. You've got to make sure that you're not trying to belittle them to make you feel better. More than them.
And so that's knowing the person to know that space. Yeah.
And I've had to apologize for shit that I've said because I've known later. I've done shit where I've done that. I'm like, fuck. You know, you ring the next thing and go, hey.
Crossed the line a bit there.
Yeah. Even when we went down, we met up with some of the neighbors. The next day I was taking the mickey gone. I bet you guys are thinking to yourselves, oh my God, who just moved in next door, you know? And they were laughing, you know, but there's just stuff.
And then what about, like, so my theory is, though, that your insecurities play a massive role in that. So, I can have, like, I can tease you one day and then another day I can tease you and you don't handle it the same way. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like that's, I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about anybody being able to do it.
Yeah.
That I feel like a person's insecurities play into that a little bit. Like, if I...
it just depends on how you are and how it, I mean, there's so many things that play into that, you know. There's what was happening that day, what was happening the night before. Are you sensitive about something? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you got some other shit going on where you have to be able to you have to be able to go, okay, that was not a jab, that was not a stab, that was just them trying to connect with you because they're not connecting. Do you know what I mean? So, so I think that it just depends on what's going on for the person. Do you know what I mean?
The other person or you?
For me personally.
For you personally. Because the thing, so would you say that
I am very sensitive. I'm a very sensitive. I know you are,
yeah. Yeah.
Bloke.
I know.
Natasha's laughing there to care.
but I am. You are. Yeah. But that's why it's like, I find it hard sometimes because I feel like sometimes I can joke with you and you take it as a joke and sometimes I joke and you don't take it as a joke. And I'm like, I don't know what.
Yeah, but you can also turn around and say, oh, you know, and I'll go, listen, that's not cool. And you'll go, I was only joking. I'll go, I know, it's just my stuff or, you know.
Yeah.
Just at the moment.
We're able to do that.
Just at the moment I got something going on. So
yeah.
I understand you're only taking the mickey.
Yeah.
And I do it as well. Like I remember when, I think it was one of your grandparents died or something.
It was my dad.
Your dad died.
You don't handle that stuff very well at all.
Well, I know, and that's what I mean. When your father died,
you didn't know how to handle it.
I didn't know how to handle it because I was in the middle of a fucking seminar and you walked up and went, hey, my fucking father just died. And I'm like, what? You know?
Yeah. So you made a joke straight away.
Yeah.
And that was how you handled it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
do you remember what the joke was?
Yeah, you were, because my dad became a paraplegic just before, a few years ago.
This is so fucking inappropriate right
it's
now.
So inappropriate.
Anybody listening to this is going to think, oh and my
then,
God.
And then you made a joke about him wheeling around or something in heaven. Yeah,
I think your grandfather wheeling him around.
Passed away beforehand. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
I think your grandfather died about a year beforehand. I said, oh, well, no, your dad's going to have someone to wheel him around. Which was just my way of handling it. And you looked at me and you laughed. We both laughed, right? I mean, because at the end of the day, you know.
I know.
If you're upset, you know, I love you. Yeah. And I'll always be able to, you know. But it's a good sign of friendship, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a good sign.
I think you were able to handle it. I don't know why I'm getting emotional right now.
Yeah, probably because I mentioned your granddad.
It's been this last little bit has been a few years since they've all passed, actually.
Mm.
It all happened in August and September.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's been...
I think you said 16
years since my grandfather passed.
Like, I remember that day. Yeah, I remember holy shit, is that 16 years ago? That's just frightening.
Yeah.
Like, that is frightening.
It was on Marky's fourth birthday. That's right. 20.
Yeah.
And then, my dad and my grandmother just not long ago as well. But I think it gets balanced out with... I think I'm emotional because I remember I felt the love anyway after that.
Yeah.
Like I felt that you cared, you put your arms around me and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think for me, that taking the Mickey thing, I've just had a realization actually, because for me, when people are doing that, I'm okay with that in friendship, right?
Mm.
But there's certain people that do it well and there's other people that don't.
Yeah.
And I really feel like, I don't think you do with me. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But one of our other mates does it really well because he'll take the Mickey, but then he'll wink at me across the room and I know that's his way of connecting with me, saying we're just teasing here, but I love you anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like for me that is a form of connection because I feel like we can laugh about this, but we both know, what's going on underneath that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, I've been really thinking about my values recently as well. And I think that a lot of it is based on connection. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like that can happen when you've got the connection. Mm. That emotion, like the teasing and stuff, can all happen once... I think you're right about earning the right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can earn the right to speak about me in a particular way because we have a relationship that allows that. And it's like if we're arguing about something, you don't have the right to tease me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we're both aware of that. You know, if we're in that connection mode, then that. That's okay.
I think taking the Mickey and taking the piss when you got stuff going on with someone is trying. Also, you're trying to work out where are they at. Okay, where are they at? I'm trying to connect to you, but where are you at with what's happened? Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on between us? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think there's something really important about laughing together with someone. That vibration of sitting and laughing with someone and just being able to just. Fucking have a good laugh. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And just be able to make light of something and go, hey, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really mean anything, does it? Really?
Yeah.
You know, this whole life thing.
But I think I think that's okay once you're both on the same page and once you're in that space, you know. Sometimes the laughing can be ignoring the bigness that it might be for another person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I see it with the kids, you know, like Ollie will hurt himself and I'll try to cheer him up by having a laugh and then he'll go, stop it. You know, he'll yell at me, stop it. And I'll go, sorry, son, I didn't realize. Yeah. Or Ange will look and go, don't do that. Let him feel whatever he needs to feel. Yeah. So I'm definitely a student in that area when it comes to the kids, you know.
Do you think your joking is partly because you don't want to feel sometimes?
Yeah, I don't want to feel their pain and I don't want to feel uncomfortable. I want them to be okay, you know.
Yeah.
Because, but that comes, I mean, I'm Irish. That's how they handle it. They just, that's how, well, for my family, that's how they handle it.
Mm.
Excuse me. They would laugh about things.
Yeah.
They would joke about things. That's just what they did.
Yeah.
You know.
So then what's the...
Because all irony has to be ironed out with comedy, doesn't it?
Yeah. So then what's the message? What's the outcome?
Well, I think...
I think it's about learning what's right for you and being able to communicate that. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know what I mean? Like if it's joking and you're not okay with the joke, then you're not.
Yeah.
But having said that... If I'm in that space of being in that space, I probably won't actually be. I probably wouldn't actually be there.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, if I'm not having a good day, I'm not going to come out and hang out with you guys on a Friday night because I know that. And then if I'm not, sometimes I will because I know that that will snap me out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about you guys, but anybody in that scenario. You choose your scenarios based on what you know you want. Do you know what I mean? Or what you need in that moment. But I think knowing what's right, I think is, well, what you need is important for you, because then you hang out with the friends that help to provide that for you. And I think being able to shoot the shit with people is important. Yeah. Being able to have fun is important.
Yeah, it's and super important to me.
And then also being able to connect on another level is important as well, you know. Mm. But it depends on what, I suppose it just depends on knowing yourself and what you need in that moment, you know.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I can do is I can be just all, you know, not myself. I'm just on all the time. When you're trying to be the comedian, you're just fucking on all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where you just got to be able to sit down and just catch yourself doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that you're just on. Because you're not yourself when you're on all the time, you know?
Yeah. Are you talking about when you're hanging out with your mates?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's a fair point too. I think sometimes you're on in one way at work, another way with the kids, and another way with Ange, or another way with whatever, with, you know, the property deals. And then you go into your friendships and you feel like you have to be this person as well, you know? I think it's about being aware of that and learning through that.
Yeah. Lean into every part of yourself, I think, you know, and know when to switch a part on and switch a part off.
Yeah,
know
and it's
when
okay.
It's appropriate, when it's not. Know when you need to be the mystic, when you need to be the counsellor, when you need to be the comedian, and don't try to be the comedian in a counsellor situation.
Yeah, and also know when to have fun, because you need to be able to do that too. Mm. Yeah. Mm. There you go. Started with techno music, ended a bit
great song. That, by the way, that's Knight Rider on Spotify. Under Electro, Knight Rider on Spotify is the whole album. It's fantastic.
Yeah, great.
Hey, whether this is you at the beginning of your personal development journey, or you're perhaps immersed in your growth and transformation, at MJB Seminars, we have everything to help you live an inspired life.
If this episode resonated and you're looking for more information on how to have an actual breakthrough and transform your life, visit us over at mjbseminars.com.au and book yourself in for a complimentary discovery coaching call.
Also, make sure you like and follow us over on Instagram and Facebook, and review and subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer today.